Track 6. Now to the Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
One of Norfolk's favourite stores, Roy's of Wroxham, has seen off competition from retail giants including Fenwick and John Lewis to claim the Department Store of the Year in a leading trade awards event. The organisers of the Greats Gift Retailer Awards say that in the 126-year-old Roy's was awarded Best Department Store in part for initiatives supporting the wider community over the difficult last 18 months. The award was collected by Roy's gift buyer, Sarah Cox, who's worked for Roy's since leaving school. Paul Roy, buying and marketing director of Roy's, says, "We're over the moon for Sarah and the team to be recognised with this award. We often talk about development and the journey, but it's so nice to have an outcome once in a while that recognises the dedication and distinction of our colleagues. This is a special moment for us." Roy's came from humble beginnings, founded by brothers Arnold and Alfred Roy, and so it's with great pride and immense gratitude that my brother, Ed, managing director, and I thank our staff, our supply chain, and our customers.
Tractor Ladies in Pink with Record. This lady's iconic Pink Ladies Tractor Road Run has smashed the team's fundraising record for a single year, with a record sum of £78,082 raised for Cancer Research UK Breast Cancer Appeal, the biggest volunteer fundraising event for the charity this year. The first Pink Ladies Tractor Run took place in 2004, and this year's collection takes the total raised over the years to more than £812,000. Organised by Annie Chapman, BEM, the 2021 run saw 105 decorated tractors winding their way through Norfolk and North Suffolk in July. The incredible total was raised by the ladies who took part in the event, money collected on the day from supporters who gathered along the route, and donations and fundraising activities following the tractor run. Organiser Anne Chapman said, "I'm just so humbled by the amount raised and full of respect and admiration to all those brave ladies that do the run and the whole team that makes this event happen."
Air Ambulance new home open. The East Anglian Air Ambulance has officially opened its new operating base in Norwich, Helimed House. The state-of-the-art facility enables the charity to operate a 24/7 service by air and road for the first time. The new headquarters will help future-proof the organisation, bring more teams under one roof, and provide adequate rest and welfare facilities for the Anglia One crew. The new base also includes an immersive training suite for the clinical teams. Matthew Jones, CEO of the East Anglian Air Ambulance, said, "Developing the base was an enormous project and long-term goal of ours and was financed through lots of very generous gifts left to the charity in supporters' wills over recent years. One of the significant gifts left to the charity included the sale of a 1964 Ferrari Nembo Spider, which belonged to late racing driver and motor enthusiast Richard Allen. The sale of the car raised over £500,000, which was used to buy the land for the building."
Dippy inspires green pledges. Dippy, the Diplodocus's visit to Norwich Cathedral, has inspired more than 9,000 pledges to help protect the planet from cycling to work every day to recycling and using less water. As well as giving people the chance to see a Diplodocus cast up close, Dippy's tour is also about encouraging people to take action to help protect the planet for generations to come. And at Norwich Cathedral, a special reflection zone has been created where people are asked to think about what they can do to help our wonderful world. Written on leaves and placed on trees next to Dippy, these personal pledges make a striking visual statement that echoes the hashtag Together for Our Planet message of COP26. Some of the pledge-filled leaves are designed for COP26, as they will be delivered by the Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Usher, when he joins fellow delegates at the conference. Bishop Graham, the Church of England's lead bishop for the environment, said, "I am delighted to be able to carry some of these pledges from Norfolk to the COP26 meeting in Glasgow." Visitors to Dippy in Norwich Cathedral have been inspired to consider what part they can play. And Christian Aid challenges us to consider the impact of our actions on the lives of some of our brothers and sisters around the world who contribute the least to global warming but are affected the most.